A few years ago, during the spring festival, my sister and I spent an entire afternoon making dumplings. Making dumplings is a traditional custom in China. During many important festivals, people will honor the date by celebrating in this manner. On the eve of the Lunar New Year, my family gathered to make dumplings. We divided the tasks amongst the family. My mum prepared the dumpling wrappers, my dad was responsible for cutting vegetables, and I was the one who finally formed the dumplings. My sister is much younger than me, being only 6 years old at the time. She thought it was so much fun to make dumplings, so she asked me to teach her. But let me tell you, it was quite a challenge for a little kid. I tried teaching her for a long time, but she just couldn't get the hang of it. The dumplings she made were all different shapes, and they would burst when we boiled them. I didn't know what to do, so when she went to watch TV, I secretly fixed the dumplings for her. Finally, after all my hard work, my sister got to enjoy the dumplings she made with her own hands. She was so happy and excited, gushing to me about how she had just figured out how to make dumplings. To be honest, I really love spending time with my sister, even though there's a big age gap between us. This activity brings our family closer together. It is wonderful and delightful to eat dumplings which we have made with our own hands. Normally, we are very busy and there are seldom opportunities for everyone to get together. Perhaps what I cherish most are not the dumplings, but rather the rare reunion.